99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Turn it up!
On 99.7 DJX.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Well, good morning.
We don't have margaritas or chips in our hands, but we can celebrate nonetheless. With festive music.
I'm a little upset we don't have margaritas and chips and salsa in our hands right now.
You know?
Or tacos.
I'm going to blame coronavirus on that one.
People used to bring us stuff.
Yep. Used to happen.
There was a time where, like 5:30 in the morning, there was a pitcher of margaritas here.
There was a time.
You were stinky drunk by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And giving amazing speeches to the staff, by the way.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah. I long for those times again.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're fine.
Yeah, well.
So however you decide to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, hopefully it's a good one. It's a little rainy start there for your morning. Good morning. Rain in the area, thunderstorms pretty much all day today, so that's kind of exciting, right?
Yeah.
High of 62, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. We got an opportunity for you to win some cash here in first winning word in just a sec. So there you go. Got some Setting the Bar stories on the way. We got new phone tap for you, so... Yeah, some stuff to get to here on the show.
We have stuff. We always have stuff.
Right, exactly. Look at that. So
Spelling's
early.
Important.
So early.
Yeah.
All right, feel good. Do these every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Super sweet story out of Greenville, South Carolina. A man wanted to show support for his wife who had to undergo chemotherapy. Found out a place where she could see him outside the hospital because he couldn't go inside with her. So Dennis Cockrell found himself a seat on the grass outside the cancer treatment center there in Greenville with signs that read, "I'm here and I love you," knowing that his wife of 23 years would see him out there.
Something I felt like I had to do. I can't be with her in person right now in the same room as her. And last time we tried to do some FaceTimes and things like that, and it's good, but there's just something better about being able to see her all the time through the window. And we noticed the last time I was here, she could see this little patch of ground, so a little seed was sprung in my mind then. I didn't tell her anything about it, and I just surprised her this morning. After she went in, I set up camp, and when she got into her treatment room, she saw me.
Wow. I could not imagine the tears that probably came down her face when she saw that, because it was a surprise. Just a really amazing-looking picture, too, seeing him sitting there with the signs. You can see it. We tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Yesterday, Stephanie Meyer, a.k.a. the author of the Twilight series, made a big announcement. The release of a prequel book called Midnight Sun.
So what does this mean as far as this, like, a baby Edward and a baby Bella?
No, Bella wouldn't be around yet.
Okay, so this is before them.
So you know how all of the series kind of go through from the perspective of Bella.
Sure.
Okay, so Twilight, everybody knows Twilight, right? It's the vampires.
Vampires in love.
Jacob, Edward, it's Bella.
Yes.
It's werewolves. It's vampires. Yeah.
And Bella was a girl, just a girl,
up
in love with a vampire.
Washington State.
Right.
Took place there.
We all know that's where all that happens.
Right. So Midnight Sun is going to be the prequel, but it's going to go through the eyes of Edward Cullen instead of Bella Swan. So
as a young vampire coming up. Are they born as babies? How do vampires, or do they just always, because they don't age, right?
No, they get made.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense now.
I was going to say, you know how.
You get bitten and you get made.
Yeah, right, right. Okay. And you stay the same age you are when you're bitten.
Ah!
So remember the interview with the vampire, the old movie with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt?
Yeah, barely watched that.
Okay.
Yeah. See, most of my knowledge of vampires now comes from Hotel Transylvania.
I find to suck your blood. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't say that. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's the extent of my...
So, yeah, Stephanie Meyer, I mean, that's kind of big news for those who are fans of the Twilight, or were fans of the Twilight series, because that's the first thing in many, many, many years.
So we get to see how Edward became Edward.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Who knows?
That would be exciting.
So, release date, August 4th for Midnight Sun, Twilight. And then I'm hoping another movie.
Oh,
starring
we can only hope.
What's his face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name either.
Robert Pattinson.
That's
don't
right.
Don't you disrespect
Edward
like that.
Listen, wellness check on the dude that played Jacob. He was cute. What's he been up to?
Oh, Taylor Lautner?
Yes, I haven't really seen him much.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure he's doing all right.
He's probably like, hey, is there going to be a part in there for me? Are we going to show how I became a werewolf or something?
Hey, are,
that'd be a nice little side street.
I could be the Robin to his Batman. Right?
They could be besties.
Yeah.
Ooh, I bet you that would be a great backstory.
What a storyline.
They were once best friends and now enemies.
What a storyline.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, August 4th there.
Evan, DJX.
Have you ever done Amish friendship bread?
I have not.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, so it's like a chain letter. Remember those things?
Yes.
Chain letter was when you'd like pass it around and you'd mail off literally a letter. You just add something to it.
Yes.
And then you just mail it around to someone else. Uh-huh. Right? So,
or to like 11 other people or whatever.
Right. Amish friendship bread is kind of like the chain letter of foods. So
okay.
The only reason I bring this up is because I got tagged in a Facebook memory from someone from a while ago. That was like, hey, I remember giving Ben Davis a starter bag for Amish friendship bread, because once you get a starter bag, it's like a slippery slope. It's like owning chickens. You just, it spirals out of control.
You bake the bread and then you keep baking bread?
Yes, because you continue to get starter bags from that bag. So as it ferments, you take some out, you put it in like 10 other bags, and there you are. It like regenerates itself. And then
bread regenerates? I'm so...
And
confused.
Then you give those starter bags to 10 other people. That's what you're supposed to do.
Wow.
But if you know anything...
people baking bread.
But if you know anything about Amish friendship bread, which, by the way, is delicious.
Okay.
It's delicious fresh bread. It's kind of like... It looks kind of like a banana bread, but it's like a cinnamony like banana bread, but it doesn't have bananas in it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's good.
All right.
But once you get one of those bags, you know that you're in it.
So you don't bake the bread and then give the baked bread to someone.
No,
you give ingredients.
Yes, you give the raw bread in like a gallon Ziploc bag.
Okay.
To someone. And
how many ingredients are there? Like, is it difficult to bake? Could I handle it?
Yes, but my point is, uh-huh. Once you have the baby bread things, you know.
The baby bread things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, once it gives birth to 10 of those Ziploc bags worth of bread, you have to find people who actually want the bread
and aren't going to break the chain, because then you're the guy that broke the chain.
Yeah, but no one wants to take on that much responsibility.
Yeah, I don't send that to me.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm now fearful that someone, even though it's delicious,
uh-huh.
I'm fearful that this person who tagged me in it is going to be like, hey,
it's going to be a never-ending cycle.
Look on your doorstep.
Yeah,
we've left you one.
Yeah, here's another one. And another one.
Hey,
and another one.
I tell you what.
Oh no.
You take this as a gift.
Is this like have you been welcomed into the family?
I think so.
I think, wow.
This is kind of like mafia, like.
The friendship bread mafia.
The Amish friendship bread mafia.
Oh, wow. Oh, but you might even be the godfather. Did they just make you the godfather?
Hey, listen, I'm going to give you a bag. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So this was perfectly posted on May the 4th yesterday by Norton Children. Saw this on their Instagram. So Seth Walsh and his brothers love Star Wars. Seth has been a patient at Norton Children's Cancer Institute. I had a chance to go meet him and present him with the medal for
being a
Children's Miracle Network hero champion this year. So he's still been going through treatment, had a bone marrow transplant from one of his brothers. So he's been there still receiving treatment. He... got a visit, actually a special video message, from the Bluegrass Garrison 501st Legion local Star Wars group, who kind of put together this special project just to lift Seth's spirits.
Seth and Max, the Resistance wants you to stay strong and keep fighting. The Resistance needs you.
Seth and Max, I need you to keep fighting. The Empire needs you.
Seth and Max. The Emperor wants you to stay strong and keep fighting.
You say the Emperor wants you?
Yes. All so right. You saw Rey, you saw the Emperor Palpatine,
nice.
And you saw a stormtrooper telling Seth and his brother Max that the Resistance needed you, and then the Empire needed you. So you had the dark side and the light side pulling
sure.
at him, just both of them saying, you got to pull through this and keep getting better each and every day. And he said it brought Seth's parents brought him to tears. So it's such an adorable video and so well done, too. We'll tweet that out so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.70JX. Coming up, it's your Setting the Bar story. It's wild after Billie Eilish. All right, Setting the Bar. Small examples of what not to do. So this is absolutely wild. If you can manage to make it through the day without allowing your monkey to be in a motorcycle gang terrorizing children, you're doing okay.
What is happening? How exactly is a monkey in a motorcycle gang? I'm so confused.
There is this video that has been going around, has over probably 3 million views at this point. But it is in Indonesia, and it's this little, like, cobblestone courtyard where the camera is kind of showing the video from maybe the second floor down into, like, the alleyway there, okay. Right? And so there's several people just kind of in this alleyway, and then you're gonna see, like, a guy kind of clap as this monkey on a motorcycle comes zooming down the alleyway there. And then the monkey stops at a group of kids that are just sitting on a bench, grabs a two-year-old, and starts stealing the two-year-old.
Dragging the kid down the street.
I know! And then people are obviously, there were people in the alleyway, they're like, hey, monkey, let's go, the kid. Let's not steal the kid.
What in the heck?
Right. I mean,
kidnapping monkeys in a motorcycle gang in Indonesia. What is happening?
Yeah, that's a little bit different than here.
That is a little different. I haven't really seen that around here before.
But yeah, if you could manage to make it through the day, and I know that, you know, there are several people probably listening who have monkeys. Who knows? But
okay.
if you could resist and not allow your monkey to be in a motorcycle game as much as your monkey may want to be.
I mean, I'm sure your monkey probably asked permission, too. Said, hey, there's this motorcycle gang I was thinking of joining. You shoot that down.
Yeah, you shoot it down.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't teach your monkey how to ride a motorcycle.
No,
And then he won't terrorize children, so.
How big is the motorcycle? Is it like little kid size? Because these monkeys are not big animals.
No, it's a monkey. It's a monkey sized motorcycle.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a wild story. We're going to share the YouTube video of this at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter, but it's absolutely
I would
wild.
Look at that and think it's photoshopped because it's so crazy.
Yeah, it is so crazy.
Yeah.
The person who shot the footage said it all happened just as people gathered to watch the quote, performance. So there you go.
So it was like a performing monkey, and the monkey's just like, you know what? I'm busting out of here, and I'm taking this kid with me.
And this kid's going to be my sidekick for the rest of my journeys.
This is going to be my collateral.
Yeah. So again, just setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do here.
I think we can all avoid that.
All right. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Straight nuts.
So where do we go from motorcycle riding monkey gangs? Well, we go to our phone tap.
Okay.
And hashtag Steve's meat.
I mean, I actually had some of his meat, too.
Okay.
We're talking about steaks, right? Just to clarify.
That's the hashtag we're using, though. Steve's meat.
Okay, for the people who are tuning in at the wrong time. We're talking about steaks.
The precise moment.
Okay.
Okay, that's on the way. So the Kentucky State Fair official said that they are still hoping to host the event this year. You know, the fair, obviously, in August, and planning on making an announcement sometime in June regarding the fair. And they're saying if it takes place, it could happen, like, I mean, they're not going to really move it from August. So it's going to take place right in a busy time for the city of Louisville, where Thunder set for, you know, August 15th, and the Derby set to run September 5th. So
you're telling me we could have fair stuff and Derby Festival stuff going on simultaneously. That's a lot.
Is a lot.
That's a lot of fun.
I mean, we are going to pack everything that normally we would have packed in, you know, 5 months' time in a one-month period.
Yep, okay. They're like, you know what? You've been sitting on your butts for a couple of months. You've been saving
up. Here.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's ready. It's go time.
All right, so just know that announcement will be coming in June regarding the Kentucky State Fair and what their plans are moving forward. But their hope is that they can still host it there in August, which, you know, I always enjoy going on one of the last days of the fair when you can go through the food section and see all the now moldy pies and breads that are on display.
Uh-huh.
It's one of my favorites.
Okay. All right.
It's one of those things where my daughters are and I are always like, oh, yeah, all good. All right. Coming up next, it's a phone tap where we just have a little fun with, you know, your neighbor, maybe. Hashtag Steve's Meat. Hashtag having fun. Hashtag Robert Hassenpepper.
The people that tune in right in the middle of this, they're going to be confused.
All right, coming up after Post Malone, 99.70.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from Steve. I've been getting a package that at my door every month from the Steak of the Month Club. Don't ask. It was a Christmas gift.
Okay.
I've noticed recently it looked like the tape had been resealed and the invoice inside said four steaks, but I only found two.
Porch pirates!
My ring cam confirmed. My next door neighbor is indeed stealing my steaks. It's all good. I'll get him back someday. But since I can't see him, I need for you to phone tap him. Thanks so much.
Oh, well, hashtag Steve's Meat.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Welcome to your phone tap, Kyle.
Hello?
Hi there. I'm looking for Kyle. Kyle.
Yes. Yes, it is. This is him. Who's this?
Kyle, hi. It's Robert Hassenpepper. I'm with Meats. I'm actually trying to reach your neighbor, Steve, but I can't get through, and you were listed under his secondary number.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Steve's my neighbor's. There's something I can help you with?
Well, possibly. We're actually recalling our last month's shipment because the meat may have been contaminated, you see.
Contaminated? With what?
Our fear is that it may be what's known as Creutzfeldt-Jacobs disease, otherwise known as mad cow.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes, sir. It's a mess. I mean, that on top of coronavirus, I mean, well, maybe since I can't get through to your neighbor, can you just tell me, have you noticed him acting strangely at all?
I mean, I don't think so, but, I mean, what do you mean by strange? Like, what might happen to him?
Does he seem disoriented? Maybe wandering around, mooing, lactating?
No, he definitely hasn't been doing any of that, but, I mean, I actually had some of his meat too.
Oh, really? Steve had you over for a barbecue or something? Not really socially distanced in there, were you? Were there other people?
I mean,
we might have an outbreak.
No, there wasn't other people. Like, he asked me to sign for a package, and I took some of his meat.
Oh. Well, does Steve know that you were handling his meat while he wasn't there?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, at least it's in contained then. Well, we're going to need you to box it up and ship it to the USDA lab here and let us inspect your meat right away.
Where's that at? Where's the lab at?
Well, it's down by the radio station, son.
What radio station are you talking about?
Well, 99.7 DJX, the one that just phone tapped you.
Oh,
hey, Kyle, it's Ben Davis, and this is courtesy of your neighbor, Steve.
Is this a joke?
Yeah.
That's so freaking funny, man.
Well, dang it, Kyle, quit stealing Steve's meat, would you please?
I guess I deserved it.
Yeah.
Damn.
So busted. Dang, Steve. I can't believe he even admitted it. I took sub.
Well, it looked really good.
I ate some
of that meat. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do.
There's a lot of them today.
Homegrown from the great state of Kentucky. If you can manage to make it through the day without cutting a hole in your mask. So you can breathe easier. You're doing okay.
To be honest, those things are hard to breathe in.
Yeah, right.
You know?
But they don't do much good.
It's cumbersome.
You cut a hole in it. This footage has kind of gone viral of a clerk at a gas station who was waiting on a customer and filmed them as she walked in so he could put some money on her gas.
Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good. I need 10 on pump one, please.
Where'd you get that mask from? Well, since we have to wear them and it makes it harder to breathe, it just makes it a lot easier to breathe.
Cutting it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do that too. Thanks for the advice.
Thanks for the advice.
See? She's a trendsetter.
Trendsetter, sure.
It's ventilated.
I mean, it probably worth pointing out that it makes the mask completely useless if you cut a nose and mouth hole in the mask.
She's a trendsetter. Listen, I feel like you're failing to appreciate the genius behind it.
Trend? Okay.
Well, she had a point. They are tough to breathe in. You need to find a breathable mask.
Maybe that's what she needs to do instead.
Yeah, maybe.
Find a breathable mask.
Sure.
Not a DIY, create a hole in the mask.
Yeah.
Rendering it completely useless for what it's there to do.
She had the partition in front of her, which is good. That's helping, right? There's a plexiglass partition.
Quit trying to.
Keeping you safe.
It's a setting the bar story.
Well, listen, I'm just trying to, .
It's a setting the bar story.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. If you can manage to make it through the day.
The struggle is real. Everyone hates the masks.
Without
I know that.
Cutting a hole in your mask so you can breathe easier.
It's not fun. It's not.
All right.
It's not fun.
Thank you, Kentucky, for making the show there. All right, every single hour, just to let you know that there is still good happening. Feel-good stories brought to you by Campbellsville University.
So the Sorwick family in Michigan, they got a yearly membership to the Detroit Zoo. But because of the coronavirus shutdown, they've been bummed. They couldn't go. They've got two young daughters. So dad got a crazy idea. Take the girls' stuffed animals, and they had many. And make little enclosures in the front yard.
Welcome to the Orchard View Zoo.
Not only is it fun to look at, this is a learning experience. The girls learn which animal is which. They also learn which animals stay in which habitat. And here's something you won't find at the Detroit Zoo.
The unicorns?
Unicorns.
They have unicorns. You're not going to find that at the Detroit Zoo. She's right. It is adorable. They've gone through quite an effort to kind of come up with little, informational signs as well. And the neighbors and nearby have all come to take a little tour of the zoo. It's really cute. We tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, is your neighborhood doing it? Like the little stuffed animals in the
windows? There's been like safaris.
And stuff
yes,
like that?
We've seen a couple. We've seen a lot of signs. We've seen a couple of different. There's one street in particular. We saw a couple of different types of animals. We've seen some bears.
Yeah, lots
tigers,
of bears. Lots of bears.
Elephants. Lots so, bears. Yeah, it's kind of fun. I love the fact that people are doing that just to kind of keep you entertained as, you go on a lot of family walks around the neighborhood. A lot of people have been doing that lately. It's good to get some fresh air.
Yeah, for sure. I like bears.
I like bears. I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house by the pool. When I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing,
making love to my wife.
Yeah, it's really like bears
that. I like bears a lot.
Okay, that's your feel good.
All right, great.
How did we always manage to make it awkward?
I don't know.
Adorable little story.
It's a great story.
And then we go to thinking about bears in inopportune times.
Fun. Fun times. We knew it was only a matter of time, right? Until they were going to create a Tiger King scripted television series.
Sure. Well, there were a lot of people were tossing out ideas of who should play them. Like, I thought that the perfect casting would be David Spade as Joe Dirt.
Taking the role of Joe Exotic.
Of course.
Yeah.
But no, they have different ideas.
Get ready, all you cool cats and kittens. Nicolas Cage is set to play Joe Exotic in a scripted TV series.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
it's Nick Cage.
I feel like
Cage
will
portray the subject of Netflix's breakout docuseries Tiger King in an 8-episode scripted series from CBS Television Studios and Imagine Entertainment.
All right. So 8 shows they are going to take place. It's the first time that Nicolas Cage, I think, has ever been a part of a television series like this. So it'll be interesting. And I'm sure, Nicolas Cage is nuts.
He's crazy.
So
he could pull this off
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this is pretty good casting. Here's the thing. That they actually had this in the works before Tiger King hit Netflix.
Oh, really?
And it's the guy that did American Vandal, that mockumentary
my gosh.
That's doing it.
That what so, you remember what American Vandal was all about, right?
Yes. Is so this, I feel
the
like
spray painted.
Yes. If so, if you put those factors in mind, yeah, I think you got a little bit of an idea of what this is going to be like.
So CBS is thinking about picking this up.
They've optioned it, but again, it's still early in the stages, so no idea when you might see it. But know that it's in. It sounds like it's in good hands.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where they take it, other than they have actors depict everything that we saw on. The reality.
They're pretty much going to follow the same kind of thing, the rise and the fall of Joe Exotic.
Right.
But, you know, when it's scripted, you could and it's a mockumentary. Yeah, sure, if they're approaching it the same way as American Vandal,
right.
you can take lots of creative license.
Right, right, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Which, by the way, if you haven't seen American Vandal, holy cow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't think I don't know if it's still on Netflix or not. But it was on there like a few years ago, a couple years ago, but. That was wild.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
There was one particular crime.
It was vandalizing cars.
Yes.
With spray paint.
In a particular at a high school. Picture.
Yes.
It had a regular picture.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, watch for that and more coming up, I guess, from CBS if they decide to pick it up.
Just when you thought Tiger King was going to fade out into the sunset.
Yep.
Nope. We're going to keep it going.
Yeah.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Another Setting the Bar story.
There are so many today.
There are a lot.
A plethora. A
lot of people.
Making bad life choices.
This one, a five-year-old. Involving a five-year-old.
This is crazy.
A five-year-old is our Setting the Bar subject.
Like, we're going to need some counseling after this. Professional help.
Get you a tweet from Tyler who says, we need answers. Can you use your radio reach to investigate this?
Radio reach.
Yeah, this was on the big media board by Spaghetti Junction. Chris, we just need some time apart from Jessica. Yeah, the old Chris and Jessica billboard. We talked about that yesterday, speculated on it a little bit. Wondering kind of, because last time it was for the Kentucky Ballet and their love series, right?
Right. And so, now it looks like maybe love, maybe on the rocks.
Yeah, maybe on the rocks. Maybe Chris and Jessica aren't handling quarantine together as well as some may have hoped.
So this was a real couple, right? This was a real couple.
It was.
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
I thought it was.
I thought it was legit. Made up by the great marketing people over there at
Either way, I'm invested.
At the ballet.
Real or fake, I need to know what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if they are going into a breakup series of shows or, I mean, what
tragedies?
What ballets handle breakups? I would
Romeo
imagine.
And Juliet, that's pretty tragic. I don't know if they're doing that.
Yeah.
That didn't end well. Yeah. I mean, a lot of Shakespearean.
You're right. Plays there are a lot of tragedies.
Don't end well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to try to embarrass myself, try to think about all of the different ballets that I know and only coming up on the Nutcracker.
Listen, I only read the Cliff Notes versions of any of them.
I only know the Nutcracker.
I have that's a Cliff Notes knowledge.
Knowledge of ballets I have.
Yep, that's it.
But anyways, yeah, Chris and Jessica signs are back up. You might see them around as you're starting to drive around the city. But yeah, we don't know. Probably something from the ballet again. So
probably. But we're invested. And it's genius that they're piquing our interest like this.
They did it a couple years ago.
Advertising geniuses.
Yeah, well done, guys. Setting the Bar. Had a lot of these today.
That's been a lot.
Yeah, Setting the Bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without, not falling asleep and allowing your five-year-old baby brother to grab the car and drive to California searching for a new Lamborghini, well, you're doing okay.
What the heck is happening?
I drive good.
That's Adrian behind the wheel of this SUV as Utah Highway Patrol Trooper Rick Morgan gets him to pull over on I-15. At just 5 years old, Adrian had taken the keys to his family's Dodge Journey and gone on his own journey up Lincoln Avenue through downtown Ogden and then to the 25th Street entrance to the highway.
Yeah,
he was on the highway when he got pulled over.
He got pulled over. The officer pulling him over thought he was maybe a drunk driver because he was kind of swerving because he's five.
What is happening? Mom and dad were both at work, right? And, you know, the sibling was in charge.
It was his 16-year-old sister. She fell asleep, and that's when he grabbed the keys and left. I got to be honest, like, at five, I don't even, like, I don't know the first rule of even driving a car.
Yeah, no, and that's impressive.
Apparently, this family had no idea that they were like, he likes cars, but we had no idea he knew how to drive a car.
Well, and he was going to be a little short if he got to the Lambo store. He only had like $3, right?
Trooper Morgan and other officers found Adrian's house 2 miles away.
Yeah, so he didn't make it too far.
With just $3 in hand, what Adrian lacked in money, he made up for in ambition.
Yes, ambition.
Yeah, okay.
California.
Adrian says he was going to drive to California to buy a Lamborghini.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, for $3. Maybe he saw it on Craigslist and he was like, you know what? That's a deal I can't pass up.
He's like, listen, I'll tell you what is going to make all my friends jealous. They're going to be so jelly if I roll up in my Lambo to preschool. What the heck is happening?
Yeah. Adrian's like, yo.
Check out my wheels.
You've got,
you got your little battery operated Jeep. That's cute.
That's cute.
I got a Lambo. Check me out.
I'm going to pull up with some juice pops, ready to roll.
I mean, I'm laughing, but this is awful. Like, yeah. I couldn't even imagine being these parents. They're not going to have charges filed against them, right?
No charges, but...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that would be kind of terrifying to know that your five-year-old took the car for a little spin up onto the highway.
Yeah.
Thinking he's going to drive to California to pick himself up a Lamborghini.
Dang.
Yeah. So there you go. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without falling asleep on your kid brother and your kid brother jumping in the car and driving off, well, you're doing okay.
Holy. Holy, holy. Holy cow.
Yeah, for sure.
All the big words.
All the big words.
I'd be saying.
Yeah, for sure. That's setting the bar, guys. I just need a little hit here.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. Yeah. I wonder what's inside your butthole.
I just need a hit.
Maybe there's astronauts, maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole.
I mean, we don't know.
What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know.
Yeah. I just needed a hit. I just needed a quick hit.
Right.
That's all I needed.
You didn't even play the remix.
No.
It was just the raw version.
That was the original. I went the original. That's all I needed.
Okay.
Maybe
the OG?
Maybe just a little hit of the remix.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
That's the hotness.
There you go, yeah.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah, gosh, I just
dang.
Needed, just needed a little.
That's the first big banger of 2020, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It really is. Camila Cabello, yeah, I mean, step aside. We got this little, like, three-year-old kid on the ukulele.
Nipping at your heels.
That's right.
So awesome.
Like I said, I just need a little hit. Just a little one.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Yeah, you know what? No one else can get away with that.
Thank you.
Other than a, what, 3-4-year-old?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else is going to sound creepy.
Exactly.
Saying that.
Yeah.
Got a text from Holly that says, I woke up singing the hashtag butthole song.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Yeah, we told you you would.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Yeah, she says, almost outdoes Cat Party for me.
And that's tough to beat.
I'll tell you what, Cat Party is a banger, too.
It is.
It really is.
I mean, it's one of those that just gets in your head and it doesn't leave.
We are gonna have a cat party.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a cat party. We are gonna have a cat party. So bring your cat and something to share.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. There's a lot of good. I mean, there's Cat Party. There's the cheeseburger song.
Hamburger, 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 hum.
Oh, yeah.
Hamburger, hamburger, hamburger,
you gotta wait for this one.
Hamburger,
a little
hamburger,
bit.
Hamburger, hamburger, hum. Hamburger, 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 cheeseburger, 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 yeah. Big Mac, Big Mac, Big
it's
Mac,
slap
Big
here in
Mac,
a sec.
Whopper, 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 hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper, hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper, hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper, Big Mac, Whopper, Big Mac, Whopper, hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper.
When the beat dropped, though,
right?
Yeah,
right?
And now I'm kind of hungry.
Cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper.
I mean, do we have a taco song? Cinco de Mayo. We don't even have a taco song,
oh,
do we?
Yeah, my gosh, it is Cinco de Mayo.
It is. Why are we not eating chips and salsa, eating tacos, and drinking margaritas right now? Why is that not happening? Dang it.
I mean, that's a great question. Only we can answer, I guess.
I mean, we used to have friends that brought us things. But the Rona shut it down.
I was going to say, I'm going to just go ahead and blame this on coronavirus.
I mean,
and the pandemic. You know, I'm going to blame just about everything for the next several years on the pandemic.
Yes. It's Rona's fault.
I think you can blame the pandemic on anything.
We're naming her. Her name is Rona, and she sucks.
For the next several years.
Yeah.
You know, 2 years from now, you get a speeding ticket? Nah. It's because I forgot Rona's how to drive.
Fault. Yeah.
Pandemic.
Yep.
Forgot.
Stayed in my house way too long. Forgot how to do stuff.
Yeah. Forgot how to do stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
Are you ready for a little daily dose of cuteness?
All right.
Okay, so there's this adorable video of a baby playing with a labradoodle that has captured the internet's heart.
Okay.
So the baby's just beginning to, like, get up on all fours, right? And is staring down at this big, curly dog in front of him who is pouncing and ready to play, and it's stinking cute. The dog is licking his face.
Love it.
Everything.
Kid can't handle it.
This is so cute.
That's cute.
I mean, that laugh.
I know.
That's
love it.
All, sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah.
Right? When you're kind of starting off, you're having a bad day or having a bad moment or something, just hear a little baby's laughter.
A baby giggle.
Turns it all around.
That's great.
There you go. We'll tweet out the video. It's really adorable at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, on the heels of Elon Musk having a kid. Comes news that, of course, he and now Tom Cruise are in talks with NASA to shoot the first ever feature film in space.
Of course. Because Tom Cruise is
extra
notorious for doing his own stunts, and he's done some crazy stunts in the past. So this makes sense. He should be the one, if it's going to happen, to shoot a movie in space.
Now, here's the thing. You're thinking probably, okay, it's got to be along the lines of Mission Impossible, because that's obviously a franchise that Tom Cruise has been associated with now for decades. No.
Nope.
It's not going to be a Mission Impossible movie, but
it is going to be an action movie.
But there's no studio attached to the project yet.
Right. It's still in early stages.
Obviously, they're in early stages, but
they got to work out some details.
They are wanting to shoot the first movie in space.
And they got NASA on board, so it's happening. Maybe.
How crazy is that?
I mean, yeah, it makes sense. It's Tom Cruise. He's so beyond extra.
Well, it's Elon Musk and Tom Cruise.
Yes,
you get those two guys together in a room,
yes.
And now all of a sudden you've got a movie filming in space. So this is where we are.
Well, you have all the celebrities that were, like, booking seats on his, like, tourist flights.
SpaceX?
To space. So, sure.
All right.
Why not?
So there you go.
You're going to have... I mean, is this going to be like a solo movie?
Well,
or are we going to get some other castmates on board?
I don't know, but...
What kind of training goes
into
that?
The one thing that I think I'm going to be missing from this is, and maybe help me out on the logistics of this, is I always look forward to every single Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
There being a scene where he is running at full tilt, and the camera kind of pans back and just shows him running at full tilt to or from something.
Right.
How is he going to do that in space?
Well, slower.
Unless it's on the space station?
Could be.
I don't know. Anyways.
I mean, if you look at Star Wars.
Yeah, this is true.
It's been done.
You're right. You're right.
They have action.
This is true.
Right?
This is true.
You know?
All right. All right.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
I like it.
Watch for that movie. You know.
Whenever
we'll is going to come out. Yeah,
but
for
listen,
sure.
You can see more on the website, WDJX.com. I've also put up there some of his craziest stunts, including like when he got injured, all sorts of, I mean, he's done some amazing stunts.
Right,
in case you forgot.
WDJX.com. You know, with masks being encouraged everywhere starting May 11th, I need to ask a question that the internet brought up. That I would be remiss if I didn't at least bring it to your attention. And that is, if elephants were to wear a mask.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Do they wear it around their mouth or around their trunk? Because you can't have both.
Yeah, that's problematic for the elephant, because either way, if you're just covering one of the orifices, you're doing it wrong, right? You're supposed to cover both the nose and the mouth.
That is the correct way to wear a face mask.
By design, the elephant is out of luck.
Mm.
I mean, you know, He's just going to continue to roam around being unsafe. So sorry about your luck, elephants. You were not designed for pandemic times.
We have tweeted this internet question out if you want to see.
Are you going to make people take sides?
At Ben and Kelly Show? No, I just put it out there.
Because I feel though, and I'm not a medical doctor, but from what I've heard, you're supposed to cover both the nose and the mouth. Otherwise, you're doing it wrong.
I know what you're saying, and I know what they say, but there is not a choice for that. So,
okay. So you got to pick one according to your little picture?
I guess so.
With the Photoshop mask?
I mean, the internet's held me captive.
Ah. What team are you on? Are you snout?
I think I am team mouth.
You're team mouth.
Yeah. Because he could stick his snout under his armpit, maybe.
Oh, okay. As long as he tucks?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to have 12 seconds of mindless pondering.
Hopefully your elephant doesn't have allergies because the sneezing would be problematic for those around him.
All that earlier you were asking if there was a taco song. Well, the our listeners have delivered. Actually, the internet has, but they pointed it out. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos.
Oh, yeah.
From out of the sky.
Yes.
No need to ask why.
Don't ask why.
Just open your
mouth. Yeah, why would you?
And close your eyes.
Yes.
It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos.
Yeah, it's my jam.
Okay. If this is maybe your theme song on Cinco de Mayo.
It's a Cinco de Mayo theme song. Yes, yes, yes.
Cheese and meat. It's raining tacos. Yum, 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 yummy, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. All of that.
All right. It's raining tacos.
Bring your sour cream. Yeah, don't forget that.
Yeah. I mean, for a little bit extra.
The yes. sour cream. Oh, for it's a worth
little, it. Little bit extra.
It is worth it.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, it kind of rivals the cat party and the butthole song. And
it's another one to add to the library.
Another library.
Of bangers.
Of bangers.
Surrounding food and other things.
You know, that's been around the internet for a while. We're just thankful that we've got to experience it today.
Thank you.
Thank you, internet. All right, feel good stories. We do this every single hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So anyone who's raised a toddler knows there is a stage they call the terrible twos.
All right.
Sometimes it's the terrible threes.
No.
Sometimes it's all the way to like the terrible fives and sixes. Just depends.
Okay.
So there's a mom named Rachel. She's Scottish. She's got a 2-year-old, Fraser, who's prone to tantrums, just like any child of his age.
I was going to say, that's pretty typical.
So one day, she's frustrated, she's frazzled, she's like, I'm going to handle this differently. I am going to start documenting and sharing the reasons why the toddler's having the tantrums every single day. She's done this for a year now.
Wow.
And she's started to share the pictures and, you know, underneath the caption as to what led to this.
What it is, right.
Some of the reasons.
Okay.
He didn't like his new book.
Sure.
Mummy wouldn't let him play with a knife.
Okay.
Another reason. The Simpsons went to ad break.
Ah.
Commercials.
Yeah, when they go to commercials.
Yeah,
sure.
The struggle's real when your favorite show is on.
Right.
And he wasn't allowed to climb out of the window.
Oh, well. Mom's just trying to keep you safe
there. All real frustrating things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Real frustrating things when you're a toddler. Yeah. So it's kind of amazing. It's great. Really funny, funny photos. And we'll share that on Twitter so that you can share her pain at Ben and Kelly Show.
We can all be there with her.
Yeah, we've all been there.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. Feel good. I've been bothered now for several hours. I'm a splinter.
You have a splinter?
Yeah.
How'd you get a splinter?
I got a splinter on our console here, our little countertop.
It is old.
Like it's old, but there's like wooden trim around the countertop. And
it's
like it's been beaten to hell so long, so much that it like splinters. And I like ran my thumb and I got like a little splinter.
Ow.
Like you don't.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, I know.
So you're looking for is tweezers, right?
Yeah. I mean, and.
To do some surgery.
Do you have any like tweezers or needles in your mom bag there?
I
feel like you're a mom. You should keep that stuff on hand.
I should.
Right? Yeah.
But I mean. I'll look here in a sec and see if there's any in the bowels of my makeup bag.
Yeah, I know. And it's venom that you have to suck out of your body, right?
Yeah, I'm not sucking the splinter out of your
thumb. No, and that wouldn't be very socially distant either.
Yes,
no,
you'd have to do your own sucking.
Yeah, I'd have to suck my own thumb there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. You know, you ever get those and you just kind of nag at you?
You're working injured.
I have been for the past several hours.
Pushing
but I,
your
know
body
what?
Through.
No one's known.
Nope.
No one could tell.
Couldn't
you know
tell.
Why? Hashtag professional.
There it is.
Wow.
You know what? Not all heroes wear capes. Some of them wear backwards DJX hats.
You know,
splinters
hard?
In their thumb.
Describing my outfit now?
Yeah.
Are you revealing
right.
behind the curtain?
Yeah, there it is.
Listen, I'm professional, Kelly.
Yeah, I know. Well, I couldn't even. It's amazing. It's amazing how you powered through.
Thank you. This hero break brought to you by DJ X. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, and we would suggest you put all your eggs in this basket here. We're trying to give away a nice big old Mother's Day prize pack. 100% that mom. That's what we're looking for. Dress and Dwell, J. Nicole Salon and Spa, charcuterie board from Borden Hughes, sunglasses from Louisville Eye Center.
It's a big prize package.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We got a bunch of people that jumped in and are offering up some prizes for that. The mom in your life.
I mean, I'd like to get it.
Nominate WDJX.com. You can see...
Put my stamp of approval on that.
Oh, there you go. See, yeah, look, Kelly, a bona fide mom there putting her mom approval.
Mom approved.
All right. WDJX.com. All right, you miss anything from the show, like from the phone tap to the numerous setting the bar stories that we had.
There were many.
You can always check them out on the podcast up at WDJX.com. Click on the audio or listen.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying they've been... doing the podcasting thing since their routines are a little bit shifted.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you don't wake up as early, so maybe you don't catch the entire show.
The beauty of it is it's all sandwiched together. There's no bothersome music.
No. None of that or, pesky music.
Or commercials. It's just us. It's just the BK combo.
It's just about a little over an hour of just us talking.
All of our magic.
So
you're welcome.
Great. And you're welcome. So, yeah, get that, WDGX.com. All right, guys, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.